Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
What if your mobile network could harness the power of high-speed Wi-Fi? It could if you had Xfinity Mobile with reliable Wi-Fi first and 5G when you needed it. Having Xfinity Mobile and Wi-Fi on the same team? That's the real MVP. Xfinity. Imagine that. Right now, existing Xfinity Internet customers can get an unlimited line included for a year. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity 300 megabit internet or above. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Reduce speeds after use of monthly data included with data option. Data thresholds vary.
Good morning, Crest. It's a great day to be a bread brother.
Ugh, mornings are not my jam. Or jelly.
Oh, come on. Stop loafing around.
I just woke up feeling hollow inside.
Just grab one of the new Morning Uncrustables sandwiches, like Bright Eyed Berry or Up an Apple, filled with 12 grams of protein and tons of deliciousness. Crust, what are you eating?
It's just granola, not even yogurt.
No crust, no fuss. Uncrust your mornings.
Just when you thought all the news was happening yesterday and the craziness of the games, and we've talked about the coaching carousel, James Franklin has been fired as the head coach of Penn State after another loss when he was a 20-point favorite. David Cone, look, you played at Michigan. You obviously know the Big Ten like the back of your hand. Number one, how shocking is this to you? And number two, I don't think they would have fired him without having somebody in mind. And is that somebody in mind? I haven't seen there be an interim named. Is it Jim Knowles?
Well, to answer your first question, I am shocked. I mean, we're only 2 weeks removed from him taking the number six team to overtime. I understand these are two bad losses back-to-back, but to fire the guy, I don't know. I mean, we're 7 weeks in, and this was my national championship pick, so I'm dealing with some things personally and internally right now. But no, I did think that James Franklin could get over the hump this year with this roster. Now, was Drew Aller the type of quarterback who was going to be able to go forward and win the national championship? That was a huge debate, but I thought James Franklin could get over that hump the same way Ryan Day did a year ago, the same way that Kirby Smart did. And now we sit here at 1 o'clock Central Time, boys, 7 weeks into the 2025 season, and he's no longer the head coach. I'm shocked.
I'm surprised too, but I want to say this, Blaine. Good on Penn State. You want to know why? Because good ain't damn good enough. Mm. So good on them. James Franklin's won a lot of games that he's supposed to. Couldn't get over the hump. We've mentioned that a million times. And Blaine, one of the things we talk about this offseason is that everything seemed to be aligning for Penn State. You had a ton of turnover, right? At Ohio State, right? At Oregon, losing their quarterback, losing some of their most important pieces. You thought the schedule was pretty favorable, and you returned Drew Aller. You returned that two-headed monster at running back. I thought they did a good job in the transfer portal as well, getting some wide receivers in that could do some things. But good on Penn State. And I tell you what, if I'm Hugh Freeze right now, if I'm Luke Fickell right now, if I can go down the list, Billy Napier, to me, this sets a huge precedent of we think we're about it and we're going to act like we're about it regardless of who is here. Good on Penn State. Do you like the move? Who do you think they hire?
Well, yeah, I like the move because at the end of the day, I mean, let's really go through what James Franklin has done at Penn State. He's 1-15 versus AP top five opponents. You're 4-20 against top 10 opponents, and you're 12-25 against top 25 opponents at Penn State. That's not good enough.
Yeah,
it's not good enough, right? And for the champion, for the talent that they have on the roster, the championship aspirations they have as a program, it's not good enough. But then it comes down to the question, if you fired a guy, do you already know who your next guy is? Because mm-hmm. I don't think it's Jim Knowles, because if anything, the defense has regressed mm-hmm. at Penn State since he's been there.
Well, I was just saying interim.
Yeah, for sure. But do you know? Because look, at the end of the day, James Franklin won a lot of football games at Penn State.
Yeah.
Won a lot of football games at Penn State. And we've seen this not only through the transfer portal, but through coaching hires. The grass is not always greener on the other side than what you think it is. So does the administration, does the AD already have somebody in mind And if they do, why is he coaching at Indiana?
I was about to say that, but I want to make two quick points. But before we get into that, we've got our AP poll breakdown today, something that we haven't done yet on Sundays. We're also going to have a little bit of a recap after that. Make sure you check out all of our instant reactions as well. It just reminded me before we got on here, I told you guys, because we literally just saw it before this thing popped up and we got on here. It reminded me of the scene from Inglourious Basterds when they got the German generals like on his knees and they got the two prisoners and they look at one of them when the guy comes out with the bat. And I'm talking about if you're a coach that's on the hot seat and the guy looks at him and goes, I'd be shitting my pants right now if I was you. Yeah, that's how I feel like all those coaches should feel. But Jerry Neuheisel, I've gone back and forth on this. He is either the greatest coach of all time or Deshaun Foster may have been the worst coach of all time. I don't know which one it is.
Well, he's not even the interim head coach, right?
I know.
He's just calling plays out there.
Get some love.
The damage this man has done. The damage this man has done in just a couple weeks of this. But to Blaine's point, it's such an interesting dynamic now. Because if you're Kurt Cignetti, why?
Yeah.
Why? Again... You know, we can talk about money in this, that, or the other, and I understand that. But you right now, they're already going to build a statue of you at Indiana. You're, what, 17-2 in your first 2 years or something like that with a college football playoff appearance? You can make an argument they should be the number one ranked team in the country. Why would I want those problems? Mm-hmm. I'm good. I can come home. My wife and kids love me. She's a great cook. We live in a great house. It's a great situation. I walk, the mailman loves me, right? I go to the grocery store and people are saying, thank you, Coach Cignetti, for making us, you know, a football school now. Why would I want those problems?
Yeah, and look, if he is interested in leaving, let Michigan get on that for a second and make a compelling offer. Everybody, every school right now wants to be the school that Kirk Cignetti leaves for and says yes to. But yeah, honestly, the guy has said he wants to be at Indiana. He said he wants to be faithful to Indiana. We'll see. He's going to be put to the test because you just went out on the road and beat Oregon. You're going to have a lot of suitors, okay? Everybody wants to be the school that John Gruden comes back to and says yes to and coaches at. But I think the ultimate thing for James Franklin here was twofold. One, the expectations entering this season, right? This was supposed to be the year that they have the roster to be able to compete with anyone in the country and win. And then two, the thing was, well, James Franklin hasn't beaten the top tier opponents, but he always beats who he's supposed to.
Yeah.
And then your back-to-back losses against UCLA and Northwestern.
Well, let's say it's not Cignetti. Let's say Kurt says, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Who do you think it is? Who do you go get? Because I don't think if you're Penn State, you go get somebody that's not proven, no. Right? You got to go, and I wonder if you go look at the NFL, right? If you go that route, I'm not sure. I find this one fascinating because it is a great job, right? And we know the tradition at Penn State, how crazy that environment is. Obviously, the expectations really high. Blaine, what are some other names that are just now, and I know I'm throwing this on you like in warp speed in real time. Who are some names right now that you're hearing?
That I'm hearing?
Or I mean, that you're thinking?
Not much because he just got fired. I mean, I'm not really inside.
Would you wake up and start listening?
Hey, dog. Hey, look around.
But if it's not Cignetti, I got a couple people in mind.
Okay.
The first one would probably be Matt Rhule at Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just downgrade. Names in mind.
Downgrade.
Names in mind. Maybe Matt Rhule, kind of what he's building over there in Nebraska. I mean, maybe.
At that point, bring Bill O'Brien back from Boston College. Well, I mean, they're not winning any games either.
I mean, I don't know. Andy Kalanicki, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, what about, look, and this might sound crazy. What about Brink Key down there at Georgia?
Look, I that's a guy I was thinking, but right when I saw this, that was one of the names. But is Brent going to leave Georgia Tech? You know, that's I believe his alma mater.
He's, I just don't know why Cignetti
down there. I'm giving Gruden a call because why the hell not?
Not proven. Not proven in college. You're going to call John Gruden who hadn't coached?
Well, yeah, what, do you I'd think call the, John Gruden.
I'd call John Gruden. Call John I wouldn't Gruden. Let the Bill Belichick thing scare me away from that. I wouldn't let it scare me away. I'm just in my mind trying to think, you know. Again, I don't think Josh Heupel's leaving Tennessee. What I'm interested to see if James Franklin ends up at Arkansas, to be honest with you, that's something that kind of popped in my head instantly.
Hey, look, what about this? And you've gone this route before. Penn State. All right. You've had a guy who coached here before. What about Clark Lee?
Ooh.
James Franklin from Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Clark Lee. And it's amazing. Clark Lee always says the right things. Anytime you put a microphone in front of Clark Lee's face, he says the right things. And he's winning at Vanderbilt. And they legitimately are a good football team with athletes.
Or hey, let me ask you this. Do you call Ryan Grubb? Do you call Ryan? If you're going to go the coordinator route, look,
again,
I know it's
are you in for a first-time head coach situation at Penn State?
Man, that's what
this
makes
is one
so
of the things. If you want to pull the trigger as early as week seven, you better know.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he'd be the first guy. Right? I don't think he'd be the first guy, but if you get to that second, third, even fourth, man, you look at Washington, right?
You want me to say a name that y'all are going to say definitely no to?
Who?
What about Lane Kiffin?
Man.
Took a shot at the student section already in the Washington State game.
I want to know in the comments.
Unless his daughter sends him a video about not going, then I guess he won't go.
I want to know in the comments.
If I'm Penn State,
who should get the job? Not just your Penn State fans. Who should get the job? But I tell you what you should get, right? And I don't know if you've heard about him, but you're about to. The bearskin hoodie. Well, smart people are locking in their winter gear now because this is hands down the best time to prep for the coming winter. And Bearskin's running a 60% off deal right now, but only if you get your hoodie early. This hoodie's built like a tank. 340 GSM microfleece, 10 pockets with a clean, rugged fit that looks awesome. Plus, it zips into the heavy storm rain jacket to become 100% waterproof when you need it. So when it turns cold, wet, and windy, you're not scrambling in the last minute. I wore it in Ireland, all right, where this is the first place it ever stormed, okay, and it worked. You get free U.S. shipping, fast delivery. You've locked in your winter gear already. It's a win-win, so do yourself a favor. Text the word CRANE to 36912 to lock in your 60% off. Again, text CRANE, that's C-R-A-I-N, to 36912. Plus, it's a great Christmas gift. You want to go ahead and lock that in as well. We're getting closer and closer. You'll get a link sent straight to your phone. You can check it out later if you're busy right now. So don't wait until you're freezing to realize that your hoodie is Auburn's offense when it matters. It sucks and you can't trust it. Get a bearskin now. While it's 60% off, text CRANE to 36912. We're going to keep monitoring this situation. I mean, it's funny. It's almost like it couldn't have timed up better for us as we're getting on to discuss the AP poll, that they end up firing him. The Sherrone Moore stuff after the USC game, though, do you think this, again, he's, 11-7 since he took over as the head coach? How many of those wins was he not there for, too? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it gets a little complicated to see which ones, when he was filling in for Jim Harbaugh, does he get credit for?
How many
does Biff Pogge get credit for when he was filling in for Sherrone Moore? It's kind of a disaster right now, but yeah. Look, they're not going to be making any sort of move today the way that Penn State did, but at the same time, I think a lot of Michigan fans are frustrated with an uninspiring performance, and I'm sure we're going to get into that on the recap, right?
Oh, 100%. That's one of the few games we didn't instant react to yesterday. Blaine, quickly, anything else you want to add? If you're a Penn State fan, should you be excited? Should you be disappointed? Or should you just be shocked and not feel anything yet because it's too soon?
Well, you should be excited and disappointed. You should feel both those things at the same time.
Oh, wow.
You should be excited about making a change because your head coach couldn't win the big game. You should be disappointed that he couldn't win the big games. And now you're losing to people you're not supposed to. And you walked into a roster this year that's good enough to win the national championship. And you found a way to blow it against not only UCLA, but against Northwestern, which should never happen.
Look, if you lost a journalism contest or a spelling bee to Northwestern, I can understand it. If you lost a lights off mask dance contest, I'd understand it even more, but not in football. We're going to continue to monitor this situation, though. Again, in the comments, let us know who should be the next head coach at Penn State. Who do you think is going to be the interim? Will it be Kotelnicki? Will it be Jim Knowles? Will it be somebody else? Just an absolutely crazy time right now in college football. Remember, we have our AP poll breakdown and college football recap coming out today, as well as our instant reactions that came out yesterday at 186,000 subscribers on our way to 200K. What a beautiful, beautiful number. So subscribe or just be lame. I don't know. The choice is yours. It's pretty easy. Click the button.